Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So we have our next round of playoff games set. It is, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Oregon versus Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. That is on New Year's Day at 2 p.m.
Okay.
Put it down on the calendar. Me and the group I was with last night, we were watching the game and we were trying to figure out the location. We're trying to pinpoint because we've had some good luck at places, bad luck at others. So you got to be smart about, you know, what place is going to have the right juju, have the right vibes. Can't do Big Al's anymore.
Probably not.
Haven't had good luck at Big Al's watching Oregon Ducks games. We might be going to the bar up in North Portland, the Twilight Room.
Tea room.
Yeah, familiar?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm from the North, baby.
My buddy had to remind me a couple years ago, we went there for the Civil War when Oregon State won. And I had completely forgot about that. And then he's like, yeah, there was those annoying Oregon State fans right behind us. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Then I was like, didn't they bring cookies? I thought that was a nice gesture. I was like, they brought some homemade cookies to the bar.
Nice of them, I guess.
But it was pretty annoying listening to, you know, a fan base other than my own enjoy themselves. So
I don't know what it is about listening to Oregon State celebrate that we just don't like. Because I like the Ducks. I'm not like a, obviously you went there, so it's different for you, Joe. But even like I said, when Jordan and I were at the Oregon State game, we were just annoyed by the fans. More than anything, it's like, bro, shut up, you know? So
it's like they don't know what they're watching.
Sorry, Beefs, but like that was, it was, I don't know why that is.
Where's my Brandon Sprague drop? My there we go.
That's it. That's it. That's the sound that we heard all night.
Ohio State, Oregon State is your Rose Bowl matchup.
Oregon State?
Excuse me. Ohio State, Oregon.
Oh, I was about to say, that'd be dope.
That would be a miracle.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Wouldn't be a close game either.
Maybe one day. The Peach Bowl, Texas at Arizona State. I want to say that Texas has opened up as like a 12.5-point favorite for that one.
That makes sense. I mean, I think if Texas played like they did yesterday, especially when they're able to run the ball as effectively as they were, like the one thing, you know, we kind of talked about Indiana not playing anybody, but, you know, with the water down Big 12 and
13.5-point favorite they opened up.
That's still a lot of points, you know, for against a team that just won the Big 12 championship. But again, the Big 12 isn't the Big 12 that we remember it.
But they dominated in the Big 12 championship.
But they did dominate in the Big 12 championship. And so that's a game I honestly believe that Texas will walk away with. I mean, shout out to Arizona State, man. You'll always beat Pac 12 to me. But yeah, I think Texas is going to walk away with that game.
Hopefully, Cam Scataboo's got one more great performance in him. He's going to keep that one close.
Yeah, he's going to need a couple great performances if they want to do anything.
That will be the Peach Bowl. That will be the 10 a.m. game on New Year's Day. So that will be what gets us started on New Year's Day. The New Year's Eve game at 4:30 will be Penn State v. Boise State at the Fiesta Bowl down in Glendale, Arizona. Penn State, a 10.5-point favorite. I mean, Penn State the last couple of weeks on both sides of the ball has looked good. I mean, yeah. their offense looked good against Oregon. Their defense was amazing yesterday against SMU. They are playing some of their best football right now. I know that the Oregon game was a loss for them, but again, they have had to be building confidence over the last 2 weeks that they are one of the best teams in the country. And they go against a Boise State team who is looking to pull off some Fiesta Bowl magic like they did against Oklahoma 17 years ago.
That was the game where dude asked his girlfriend to marry him. Right?
After yeah.
He ran the ball in the
Statue of Liberty, the hook and ladder. I mean, that one of the greatest college football games of all time, Oklahoma-Boise State. But Boise State looking to do what they are prone to do, and that's upset big-name schools. And hopefully that we have, just like Cam Scadabo, hopefully has one more great performance. Hopefully Ashton Gentry's got one more great performance in him, because, boy, they're going to need it against a very good Penn State team.
They're absolutely going to need it.
And then the last one on New Year's Day, 5:45 kickoff, that will be Notre Dame versus Georgia. I would say the Oregon-Ohio State game, that is the marquee matchup of the next round.
Absolutely.
Again, it's a classic Rose Bowl matchup. It is the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all. So that's the best one. This Notre Dame-Georgia game, though, I am extremely excited for this because Notre Dame is playing some of the best defense in college football right now. That defense is very scary.
They are.
Georgia also has a very scary defense. Probably not going to have Carson Beck, so very intrigued to see what happens in this game. I'm guessing this is going to be a low-scoring, close battle between these two. Notre Dame very well could end up winning this one. Right now, Georgia is only a 1.5-point favorite. And, I would say that this is the best matchup, one I'm most excited for, obviously, outside of Oregon-Ohio State.
No, I think, like I said, I'm not as high on Notre Dame as everyone else is. And again, like kind of what Jordan was saying, is like you're in this independent conference and you're kind of special and on your own. And so I don't know. I don't really trust Notre Dame like that.
They did lose to Northern Illinois. So
you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, and so it's hard for me to fully trust this team in this situation, especially against a Georgia team who, while they're not as strong as they were when they won the national championship a couple of years, like they're still Georgia. And I think if whenever you put these two in a room together, I expect Georgia to come out on top. So, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I just don't like Notre Dame. I just it's one of those things. And no, never had a girl that went to Notre Dame but that's a school that I just don't like.
I don't think you're alone in that. It's just this program that is hard to like.
I think
if you're not a Notre Dame fan, they're just a hard to like school.
Rudy made me hate Notre Dame. He's the weakest football player ever.
What are you talking about? He's inspirational.
Rudy was trash. Sorry.
The whole team was willing to sit out if he didn't play.
That's silly. I don't think that's true.
That actually isn't true because the coach, real coach from the Rudy days, he was like kind of mad that he was portrayed like a D-bag basically. He's like, I was not that much of a hard ass. I was willing to play the kid. He worked his tail off.
Day, do not take away that Hollywood magic, okay? I cried.
Sean Austin. Every white guy cried when they
saw Rudy. I shed tears.
Should have been me.
Little tiny guy.
Could have been me.
Little white guy on the D-line.
You hit the gym immediately.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free. Ho, ho, ho. Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.